You're listening to SBS News.
Immigration detainees in Brisbane's Kangaroo Point Alternative Detention Centre say they're not being provided halal food in breach of their right to practice their religion. More than 100 medevaced men in the inner city facility were brought from Papua New Guinea and Nauru more than a year ago and have spent more than 7 years in Australian immigration processing. Most of these refugees and asylum seekers are Muslims who eat halal food.
After enough research and investigation, we finally find out that the food has been provided by the circle. It is unhalal or not halal food. This is probably from the beginning when we arrived in here to Brisbane. They have been providing us with the same food until now.
Kangaroo Point is operated by security company Serco under contract to the Department of Home Affairs. The detainees recorded their challenge to their guards and suppliers for evidence of halal certification.
We need to make sure if that is correct or not.
It is correct. I'm just showing you.
How we know? Why you hide if you believe it's
I'll
correct?
Just show you. Anyway,
what's don't be hide. Let's make sure. We need to make sure.
Why do you need to take a photo?
Huh?
Why do you need to take a photo?
I want to make sure. I'm gonna send to my lawyer, and you're gonna make sure if this correct.
After lodging a complaint, Serco confirmed the current and previous caterers were not halal certified, but purchased meat from halal certified suppliers. Serco's contract with Home Affairs says it must prepare food for detainees of the Islamic faith, which meets the requirements of halal meals. Serco has declined to comment. Home Affairs, in a statement to SBS, said contract compliance is regularly monitored, but wouldn't say if there'd been any breaches. Ali Qadri is spokesman for the state's peak Muslim body and main halal certifier, the Islamic Council of Queensland.
Look, in my understanding, they are not following that particular clause of that contract because the companies they're sourcing the food from, these two companies in question, are not halal certified. So it's irrelevant where these companies are sourcing their products from or their food from because their processes, their procedures, the other ingredients they use do not have assurance. So it is possible that the meat they source is halal, but what about the processes and other ingredients which they use in their meat products or their food products?
Mr. Qadri is critical of the circumstances the men are being kept in.
We're doing enough injustice with them by locking them up, you know, without a crime for such a long period of time. And if we can't even just provide them or meet their dietary requirements, then, you know, it's a really horrible form of mental torture.
Detainees have now taken their issue to the Australian Human Rights Commission, assisted by lawyers from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. The commission declined to comment, but Asylum Seeker Resource Centre caseworker Nina Field outlined their claim.
They feel that this is a huge betrayal and a huge violation of their rights. They feel that this needs redress. And so the substance of the complaint is that it has breached their rights to practice their religion.
Ms. Field says there's no suggestion the caterers are in the wrong.
It's not necessarily the caterer's fault as such. It's actually Serco and ABF who hold the responsibility here.
And concerns are mounting for the health of the detainees.
Many of the men, you know, have significant physical and mental health conditions. They were all transferred to Australia because of medical conditions which they couldn't get treatment for in Nauru and PNG. And adding this to that mix is obviously not going to lead to good outcomes for health and well-being.
The men, like Armin Afrid, say they are now just surviving on the basics.
Having just rice and yogurt, and I'm losing a lot of weight, and now I'm 55 kg. I feel tired, weak, and dizzy, and I get headache after in the same time when I'm dizzy. I have no other choice.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.